Welcome to Barbecas. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. For the company directory, press 1. For estimating, press 2. For accounting, press 3. For EEO and payroll, press 4. For all other inquiries, press 5.
Please hold while I try that extension.
Barbecas, how may I help you?
Hey, is Carla in?
Can I ask who's calling, please?
Yeah, this is John with the Bank of Cardiff.
Let me see. She is. Hold on.
All right, thank you.
May I help you?
Is this Carla?
Yes.
Hey, Carla, this is John from the Bank of Cardiff. I'm just calling in reference to a finance offer we extended through the mail to you. It must have been about 2.5 weeks ago or so. Is that going to ring a bell?
No, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's fine. Well, basically, based on your past lending history you have or financing history you have with Wells Fargo back in October 2015, it looks like.
Yes.
Yeah, based on that, we were able to get you pre-approved with us for equipment financing or even some working capital. And I was just kind of trying to circle back with you, chat a little business, and see how things are.
Okay. What scares me is what happened to Wells Fargo.
Yeah, right?
I did... get a paving machine at $350,000, but I'm afraid to go there anymore.
Yeah, I completely understand, definitely.
But I don't know your bank at all, though.
Yeah. Well, I can give you just a little background on us if you have a minute. Basically, we're a privately held business bank, so we basically work directly with businesses. And this opportunity kind of opened up during the financial crisis, mainly because banks stopped lending out money to businesses. You know, they kind of got caught with their pants down with the whole mortgage issue. Putting together those faulty bonds. And so, our business kind of popped up. And so what we do is we specialize in equipment financing and working capital. Are you familiar with working capital?
Well, actually, I have a $2 million line with my local bank right now.
Yeah, line of credit.
Exactly, and an equipment line. So if I went somewhere else, I would break their covenant.
Their covenant?
Yes, their covenant.
What's that? A covenant with a bank?
Yes, there are specific loan covenants, and I was yelled at by the bank president when I went to Wells Fargo to purchase my paving machine because it was at 0%.
Yeah.
And I told them, you know what? A 3-year loan at 0%.
Percent? You can't beat that.
I am not going to, and if I break the covenant, so
who cares? So I've never heard a bank come at people and yell at people because they went outside and shopped around. That's insane.
Well,
that's insanity.
Well, but anyway, I still have a $2 million line, so I don't want to break that covenant again.
No, for sure, definitely. I just didn't know that religion and banking went hand in hand. That's crazy. I didn't know Jesus Christ himself came down and anointed this bank and said, yes, this is the Ark of the Covenant. Please respect it. You know, that's insane to me. I didn't know there was religion in business. That's nuts.
but it's
no, I know
to
what you're
their
saying.
Loan.
Exactly. Mm-hmm, exactly.
So I called my accountant, and she said, you did sign that covenant, so therefore you did break it. So they can penalize you, but they waived it this time because I didn't realize it.
So when you go in for your line of credit with this company, right, is this all, was it a pre-approval, or is this something that is there and you know the exact stipulations and terms when you take it out?
Well, apparently it's all the fine print, you know.
I was about to say, before you take out a single dollar from the Covenant Bank, I would go in and I would look at all of the terms, and they write them in a way they're going to confuse you. They write them in a way that's going to be convoluted. So make sure you even have maybe your attorney or your accountant, whoever it may be, go through this paperwork with you so you completely understand what you're getting into, because we ended up getting a lot of people that go to their banks for these lines of credit because they get into them and they had no idea that it was going to be like that. And so basically what we do is we have a structured rate. So you know exactly what the total, we know the total amount you're going to take out. We're going to show you the total interest, and then you'll see the total payback. If there's no hidden fees, there's no hidden tricks, nothing like that. So I would just encourage you to do your due diligence when it comes to taking out any money from that line of credit, because how are they compounding the interest? Is it based on how long you have the money out of the account, or you know what have you? So I would just make sure you really do your homework on that one.
Well, I know, and right now I'm pretty much. I mean, I don't want to go outside of that, right?
No, 100, and especially if they locked you into a contract, it sounds like. So what, I'm just interested at this point, because I've never heard of that. So when you got with your bank and you opened up a business account with them, I'm assuming, correct?
Well, of course.
Okay, yeah.
Tied in, but the line and the equipment line are all, you know, obviously the $2 million line. And I've been purchasing my trucks and my equipment through that, but when this paver came in this deal came through, Wells Fargo said, "Hey, 3 years,
0%,
well, go for zero."
That's a pretty good number,
and,
right?
You know, for $350,000.
Yeah, and you did. So you're already 1 year into that 0% loan.
No, 6 months.
Oh, you're 6 months. Okay, so you're 6 months into that 0% loan, and there was no upfront fee or any application fee. Or, wow, they really wanted your business, and you don't even bank with them, and they gave you that?
Exactly.
So you must have great vitals. I mean, you must have really good revenue and great credit, and been in business for a while, because they don't. Wells Fargo doesn't just give out business loans like that, whether it's equipment or you know, through their lines of credit or working capital. So you must have a pretty good setup there. I'm happy for you.
Well, the Vogela, it's a Vogela paver, and Vogela was contracted through Wells Fargo.
Okay, there it is. I was about to say, man, for you to just randomly go out to Wells Fargo, that just seems too good to be true. Okay, so that makes sense.
And I was immediately, you know, qualified. I mean, they didn't bat an eye on it, but the point is, you know, I did break the covenant.
Man, I honestly want to go Google this and see if this is something they completely made up, because I've literally never heard of this covenant.
Okay, so basically, it's called a loan covenant.
And
the accountants know. I mean, because when I told her, oh, I just got my ass chewed out because I broke their loan covenant, and she said, you did. I mean, you signed those documents.
Oh, my God. Basically, this is, I'm just reading a basic definition of it, and this just basically gives the bank complete power over you. This is insane. You should never have signed that. That's insane. It basically just says that they get to set the conditions, which forbids you from taking certain actions. And if you do, it can make certain, you know, consequences come out, basically. Like, this isn't that. That's crazy. How long is this loan covenant for, the entirety of your business relationship?
No, it's a year to year.
A year to year. Okay, well, next year when they tell you to sign that, I want you to either spit on that contract or light it on fire and throw it away, because that's ridiculous. You should never give them power over you like that. That's nuts. And even if they are, quote-unquote, giving you good deals, until that money's in your account, it's still just an offer. You know, until you actually go in and you work it and it's proven that it's actually what they say it is, and they're not going to run these interest rates on you, I would just be wary.
Well, it's 2.8%. I mean, I can't beat 2.8%.
No, definitely. No, 100%. And I'm not even trying to sell you hard on coming with us. I'm just trying to, you know, as like almost as a friend. I know you don't know me, but it's just someone outside looking in, I guess, an extra opinion. That would make me nervous as a business owner having to sign this with one bank. Because what are they scared of? That someone's going to beat their deals? It just doesn't make sense to me. So, well, hey, how about this? How about I just shoot you an email? And next year you go to re-sign that covenant, maybe you email me first. I convince you not to, and maybe I can compete for your business next time.
All righty. Because it's just only 2 months into that particular line. I just signed it.
Yeah. I would just make sure you double check all your different regulations and terms and rate changes for certain actions. I would just be very. I would tread lightly. Basically is what I'm saying. Just tread very lightly with that line of credit, because it can go from something that can be very helpful to something that's decently harmful if you don't understand the situation completely.
Right.
So.
Well, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Yeah. What's a good email for you?
It's Carla with a C.
Uh-huh.
Dot Barbicus.
Uh-huh.
@barbicus.com.
@barbicus.com. All right. Are you at all by chance a LeBron James fan?
Of course.
I mean, you're in Akron, so I was about to say, if you don't like LeBron, you might as well move.
No, of course not. We back him 100%.
Okay, good. Even when he ditched you for Miami?
Well, you know what? That was a bad time. But
he was young, he was dumb, and he was desperate for a championship. I can't blame him.
Well, I mean, he lives right down the road from me, so I can't better not say too much.
He lives down the road from you? Jesus, that's awesome. Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Wow,
no,
all right.
He's a nice person. Very
that's
nice.
Cool. No, the only reason I say that is because I grew up in Fort Lauderdale, so I grew up a Miami Heat fan. And obviously, I was very excited when he came here. And then when he left, I was the most bitter human in the world.
No. You know what? When he came back, he says he realized all the media and everything was all over our street. So he sent out, now, cupcakes. Okay.
Yeah.
Dozen cupcakes to all the neighbors.
That's awesome. That's hilarious.
So I brought the cupcakes to work, and I thought, okay, this is by compliments of LeBron James.
Yeah, Mr. LeBron James, would you like to eat in the LeBron James-sponsored cupcake?
Oh, well, the cupcake place was certainly happy to get his business that day.
Yeah, oh, no, exactly, right? Yeah, when you go and you spend like $1,400 on cupcakes. That's
why
insane.
Not steaks, right?
Right. Oh, my God. That's so cool.
All right. Well, listen, have a good day.
Hey, yeah. You too. I'm glad we were able to connect on the phone today. And like I said, I'll shoot you that email. And, I wish you the best. I really do. And,
all right. Thank
you. I hope everything just continues going the up and up for you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.